Warm welcome to you and a very good afternoon. Welcome to Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart. My name is Luko Mkwedi Phuthi and I'm absolutely thrilled to keep you company and pretty much start off yet another Wednesday with you all the way up until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Good times, I must say, and truly are grateful to the Father that we get to experience yet another day. But even more so, I got great news for you. Take a guess. If I had a drum roll type of thing, if I had more like a whistle, I'd probably play it for you right now. But it is a moment worth celebrating. I think if somebody once says, if you've never known my pain, you will not understand my celebration, or rather my joy and my gratitude. And so I think now is that moment. So great news, family. 657 a.m. is back on air. We're so thankful to God for his faithfulness and to everyone who's been praying with us during this time. After more than a week off air on 65 a.m. due to severe vandalism and theft at our transmitter site, we're delighted to announce that Radio Pulpit is once again broadcasting loud and clear on 657 a.m. Remember, you can also listen anytime, anywhere on the Radio Pulpit app, DSTV, channel 882, and OpenView on channel 607. So you never have to miss a moment of encouragement and inspiration. Thank you for standing with us in faith and prayer, and for being part of the Radio Pulpit family, your daily companion for life. Let's follow suit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
That's Dr. Bui Sundezi, and Lord, we love you. Very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in. Well, I'll let you know, you heard it from me, nobody else but me, that Pastor B. Moyo would be joining us shortly. And guess what? And indeed, he walked in. Pastor Moyo, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sis Luko.
How are you doing?
I'm good, and how are you?
I am doing fantabulously well.
Apologies to our listeners. I am delayed.
You are delayed, yes. But hey, they say delays are not denials.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So I shall not deny you the opportunity.
Apologies to you again, Sis Luko.
That's all right, Fundi. Welcome back.
I'm so grateful to be here at this point in juncture. We thank God for this moment.
It is indeed
a divine moment.
It is. And it's time for the word. Good news. I don't know if you heard about it, but we're back on 657 a.m.
I saw it this morning and I'm going to post it. I post it on all my socials.
So grateful.
They say,
you know,
charity begins at home.
It begins at home.
Radio Pulpit is our home.
Exactly. So we're delighted to have it back.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So what do you have for us, Namhlanje Mfundisi?
Well, Sis Luko, today we are going to read from the book of 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16 to 17.
Okay.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 3, 16 to 17.
Yes.
Do you not discern and understand that you, the whole church of Corinth, are God's temple? In other words, are his sanctuary. And that God's Spirit has his permanent dwelling in you, to be at home in you collectively as a church, and also individually. if anyone does hurt to God, to God's temple, or corrupts it with false doctrines, ooh, or destroys it, God will do hurt to him and bring him to the corruption of death and destroy him. For the temple of God is holy. It is sacred to him. And that temple, you, the believing church, and its individual believers are. Bless the reading of his word.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I've been doing a research on this particular scripture. There are a few things that I want us to note.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use a Semitism or a perfect example of our natural or physical buildings that we call them home.
True. Okay.
Everyone, whether you have a house, a mansion, you're living in a flat or a shack, but you call it
a home. Yep, exactly.
You call it home. Mm. It doesn't matter the type, but
it's your home.
It's your home. As long as it's shelter, it's a home. So today we find Paul sensitizing the church in Corinth. He says to the Corinthians, do you not discern, number one, this is an amplified version, and understand, so you need discernment and understanding. Why do you need these two? That you, the whole church at Corinth, are God's temple, his sanctuary, and that God's spirit has his permanent dwelling in you.
Come on.
So it's not temporal. Mm-hmm. You are not a temporal structure.
All right.
You are a permanent dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So in other words, even if there are storms of life, you are that structure that will still remain standing.
Mm.
It doesn't matter the weather conditions out there. You are that permanent structure.
All right.
You know, when we used to grow up, when we're still children, there are those structures that you still see even today.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter whether the modern day world has renovated, but those structures, they are still there. They are called historical buildings. You know, you don't touch them. They are still there.
All right.
You go right now, you go to Pretoria, the monument place there.
Mm-hmm.
Or you see the structures are traceable back to years back. You know, generations, probably three or four generations back, but they are still standing.
They're still there.
You understand?
Yep.
So it doesn't matter whether there are weather conditions, whether today it was heavily raining, there were storms, there were challenges, it doesn't matter. They still stand.
Come on.
So God says, look, you are a permanent indwelling place of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
The Spirit of God.
Amen.
So when the Holy Spirit says, I am home, he means you.
Of course.
You are the home.
When the Holy Spirit says, I am going home,
he means you.
Come on.
I know some of the people now, they are listening to me right now. Where you are at your workplace is not your home, it's temporal.
Come on.
That's why you can apply tomorrow, you will still leave. you understand,
yeah.
But now come knock off time, you are going somewhere where you call it home.
Yeah,
it's your place of comfort. It's your place of peace.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place where you feel free. So the Holy Spirit says, I am at home in you.
All right,
I am at home in you.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Holy Spirit calls home, He doesn't refer it to heavens. He talks about you as an individual and as a church collectively.
Mm.
That's what the Bible says.
Mm.
And the Bible says, to be at home in you collectively as a church and also individually. Verse 17, the Bible says, if anyone does hurt to the God's temple or corrupts it with false doctrines or destroys it, God will do hurt to him and bring him to the corruption of death and destroy him. For the temple of God is holy and sacred to him. And that temple, you, the believing church, and its individual believers are.
Okay.
So now we also find in verse 17 that the way God is so overprotective around this temple called home to God, he says, if there is anyone who will try to corrupt, to mud the church, or to tarnish the image of this church or this home, he says, he will destroy him even unto death.
Sure.
You see? So this is not God cursing. This is not a pastor cursing. This is not a preacher cursing. But it is a reality in the spirit that it's a conditional reality. That should there be one who corrupts this home or this church or individually or collectively with a false doctrine or causes hurt to you, God says, I will vet the whole scenario. And should I find guilt on the one who is oppressing you one who is actually doing deliberately to make you a mockery or tarnishing your image as the church, he says, I will deal with that person decisively. And death is one of the solutions to that person. You see, so this is Paul putting it bluntly. It's not to scare anyone, but it is to sensitize the church, the body of Christ, that you are protected. You are covered.
Amen.
There is a sense of security around you.
Yeah.
You might not see it, but it is there.
It's there.
God says, I'm so jealous around you. Now it reminds me of the scriptures in the Old Testament where God says, I'm a jealous God. I am a jealous God. So we are guarded by his own jealousy.
Yes. In other words, in all directions, you are covered.
You are covered. You are protected. You might not see it. Sometimes God's doings and God's systems, at some point, they are not visible, yet they are visible in the spirit.
Come on.
In other words, you might think you are alone, but you are not alone. That is why the Bible says he is closer to those who are heartbroken. At that point of brokenness, you must not seek God elsewhere far.
Okay.
Or in heaven or somewhere else. You must know that he is nearer to those who are heartbroken. So that's a sense of security, a sense of comfort.
Yeah.
That I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, as I was researching, doing my own research, the Holy Spirit began to show me deeper insights, deeper things. You know, most of the times when we preach about this scripture, we are relating to holiness, preservations.
Yeah.
Preservation in terms of our own behavior and our own walk with God and how we should conduct ourselves. I don't dispute that. But today, God showed me something that is very deep, which people need to take cognizance of. That is why the Bible says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. So after today, after you know, it's something that you knew.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's more of awareness.
Yeah.
I'm giving you an awareness session right now as to who you are.
Sure.
How deep this relationship between you and God it goes, you know. It's too deep.
Yeah.
Now look at a house. God says we are his house, the indwelling place. The Spirit of God dwells in us. Mm. So it simply means anyone who is listening to me, whether you are owning or renting or you have a shack or something, but when you are in it, you call yourself the owner.
Yeah.
When people or visitors come looking for the owner of the house,
it becomes you.
The house does not introduce itself.
Mm.
It is the one who dwells in the house, who comes out and responds to anything that comes from external.
Yeah.
So it is the same way with the Holy Spirit who is in us. When we respond, many a times we want to be the owner of the house and we want to be the house at the same time.
Yeah.
So where God needs to respond, we are quick now as the house to respond. You are quick to defend yourself. You are quick to defend your color
All
of
right.
the house
uh-huh.
Or the fading of the paint or the plumbing issue in the house. You are quick to be the house who is so much defensive around yourself. Whereas now the owner of the house is
needs
the one
to take charge.
To take charge.
Sure.
The Holy Spirit is the owner of the house.
Amen.
So it simply means he dwells in you. That's what the Bible says. This is simple as it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes the simplicity of the gospel makes the gospel so interesting and so divine to an extent that it's easily absorbable. Mm. You know, you can absorb it quickly and you can easily apply and believe it. Because now I'm using a literal example to say, look, the Holy Spirit is the owner of the house, and this house is you. So whenever there is something that comes from outside, whether it's a human being or it's an animal, before it comes to the house, the owner of the house has to respond. If it's a visitor or it's a postman, the house, the owner of the house has to come out and respond and receive.
Come on.
You see. So now, there is another element that I want to bring about as well.
Okay.
That you see, every house, it's normal that every house has got a gate from outside. And before you enter the house, there is a gate and there is a door.
Yeah.
And then you are in.
Okay.
So now, what am I saying to somebody? You are so protected to such an extent that look at your house. Before somebody comes in, they have to sensitize you who is inside from the gate perspective. And the gate has got a system. It's either it's a biometric system or it's a lock system or it's a chain system or it's a physical security system or it's a CCTV system. But there is always surveillance before somebody gets to the house.
Okay.
So now that's how protected you are.
Come on.
As a child of God.
Come on.
You don't need to defend yourself.
CCTV.
You have a CCTV around you. You have a physical security around you. You have got a biometric system around you.
Come on.
You have got a locking system around you. You have got a chain system around you. Depending, houses are different. But at the end of the day, security system is there.
Yeah.
You don't just walk in. It's unusual to find a house that you just walk in from anywhere. People needs to know that there is a gate.
There's a point of entry.
There is a point. There's an access point.
Yeah.
That's why. Man. That is why when one has to. That is why when we preach about, especially when it comes to spiritual warfare, we always say sometimes certain attacks are not because God permitted them.
Yeah.
It is because you have given legal access to the devil to come in. And there are many ways of giving legal access to the devil to come in.
Come on.
You see, but now you are highly protected. You are highly protected.
Yeah.
So the devil, before he attacks this house, he must go through the gate.
Definitely.
Before he comes inside, in what is inside. Remember, what is relevant is not the outside appearance of the house. It is the contents inside the house. The property inside the house. The assets inside the house. It's what is protected.
Yeah.
And the person inside the house. That is why the Holy Spirit is called the person of Christ.
Come on.
So now, if it happens, you gain access from the gate. You still have a door where one has to knock. And in the door, you will find that there is a locking mechanism. You don't just go in until the one who is inside says, come in. If the one that is inside doesn't say come in, probably if you are staying in that house, you have what we call a key.
Of course.
Where you need to access inside now.
Yeah.
You see, that is why now I understand when Jesus says, I am the gateway for the sheep. Anyone who wants to go in for the greener pastures, you must go through
the gateway.
The gateway.
Amen.
So now the security system is who? It is Jesus. So Jesus is always with you. That is why the angel, when he speaks to Mary, says, listen, the child who is going to be born is going to be given a name.
Come on.
His name is going to be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us.
Come on.
So God is always with us and within us.
Come on.
So that is our advantage.
Amen.
That is our advantage. We have so much advantage such that even sicknesses that intrude our bodies, we have legal right.
Come on.
To say, you spirit of high blood,
get behind
you
me.
Spirit of epilepsy, you spirit of dementia, you spirit of glaucoma, you spirit of arthritis, you spirit of blood disorder, low blood. It doesn't matter sugar diabetes. It doesn't matter the name that the doctors have identified the sickness or the disease. It is still a spirit.
Come on.
That is why in the Bible we find Jesus, after the disciples tried so many times and in several ways, using several strategies, trying to cast out an evil spirit. And the Bible names and calls that spirit epilepsy. The boy had epilepsy. But the way we are so used to epilepsy in our modern day world, we live with it. We don't regard it as a spirit.
I think what's also sad, Mfundi said, which I've picked up, and we do it as well as Christians, is we tiptoe and we toe the line so much that we don't want to be realistic with the fact that illness is
spiritual.
Ultimate, exactly.
It's spiritual.
We're scared of saying, I don't spiritualize everything.
We want to accommodate it.
That's the thing.
We want to accommodate it, and then because we have got a supplement called medication, and then we end up managing what we need to cast out.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's because people have this misconception, Guzi, you're saying people must stop taking medication, which is not the truth.
No, it's not the truth.
But we're saying deal with it for what it is.
You understand? Yeah. Refuse to be called a diabetic. Refuse to be called an epileptic. Refuse by all means. Tell yourself that no, there is the owner. This body is a home to somebody.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit dwells in this body. He owns this body. So therefore, he can never share with cancer.
Come on.
You understand the approach now. Because the first sign of deliverance is your mindset.
Yeah.
Before, I always say to people, it is okay, it is good, and it is also enticing when people fall down when they lay hands for that.
Yeah.
You know, at first when I was still, you know, growing in healing and deliverance, I used to like it a lot because that's my forte.
Yeah.
Healing and deliverance, you understand? When you raise your hand, people fall down, you feel like it. Like, you know what?
It's more physical. That's
it's more physical.
Yeah.
And people, they call you powerful.
Mm.
But they don't realize that falling down, you can fall down. Because
and
that's in part.
Transformed, exactly.
And nothing, you haven't transformed.
Yeah, yeah,
and that
yeah.
spirit hasn't gone. Mm. It, sometimes temporarily it can go. That's why Jesus says the spirit, the evil spirit, after it has been cast out, it goes out
it
to dry places.
Mm.
And then it camps there for a while, but it will still come back and monitor the house.
Mm.
Now, not
Ooh.
An underline. It says the house. It doesn't say the person.
Mm.
That's why we are the house of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
More than being a person, we are
the house
of the Holy Spirit. You see? So now the evil spirit will come back and monitor if there is substance now, if the owner of the house has taken full charge. Because after deliverance, you can come as a visitor in church. You can come as a church goer. Every Sunday you are coming to church. But if your mindset or your mind is not yet delivered through the scriptures, through the word of God, we will continue. The same people who were falling down last week Sunday will fall down again next week Sunday. Next month again. Anytime you say fire, 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 they fall down. You understand. But is that kind of a church that we want to see?
Sure.
Is that kind of the church that we want to see? Certainly not. Because once we deliver you, it's impossible that you can fall down the next Sunday with the same spirit. It must go away.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
But now, it is our responsibility now to tell you that you are not your own.
Come
you don't own yourself.
Yeah.
You need to receive him who is called the Holy Spirit. That is why the Bible says in the book of Acts, the apostles were preaching, the Holy Spirit fell upon the church.
Come on.
You see?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
at some point, the Holy Spirit will be administered to the community, to the crowd, to say, receive the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit will not force himself on you.
Sure.
One thing about the Holy Spirit, he will never force himself on you.
A pastor of mine used to say, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman.
He is a gentleman. If he asks you and you say no, you will never.
He stays away.
He stays away. You understand? Or if he avails himself and you are reluctant,
you
will not receive him.
Yeah, yeah.
That is why many a times we must read the scriptures very well.
Mm.
When you read the book, the synoptic gospels, which is Matthew, Mark, Luke,
okay.
you realize that in as much as Jesus was doing miracles, conducting miracles, not everyone was healed in
those
crowds.
True.
One or two people will be healed.
True.
Out of many crowds that come, one or two people will be healed. It was not everyone who was healed.
Yeah.
Because people did not receive the same.
And you must remember that it's not just those people that had gone there for healing.
Yeah.
That's why they would flock behind Jesus as well.
Yes.
They had desperations.
You understand
but
now.
It would only, the scriptures would only single out certain people.
Certain people. Mm. Not everyone who was there.
Yeah.
Even if the Bible say on that day the power of God was there amongst them, but only the man who was carried by four men was the only one on that day who was healed.
Mm.
But the rest of them were pressing on him.
Mm.
They were not healed.
Sure.
Even the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years, many people were thronging on Jesus, pressing on Jesus, trying to touch Jesus, some even touching him, because we heard one of the disciples saying, Peter was saying, responded to Jesus, say, but how do you ask that
many
who touched you?
Touched
I mean,
you.
Everyone is touching you. We
exactly.
are even touching you. What do you mean?
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah.
But now Jesus says, no, this one touched me differently.
Differently, yeah.
So the Holy Spirit is like that.
Mm.
When he has to come to somebody, he has to be administered to a heart that is willing to receive him.
Mm.
You need to open yourself and receive him.
Mm.
Then he can come and make a home in you. And once the Holy Spirit makes a home in you, the Bible says he is permanent in you. You are not a temporal structure. You are permanent residence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That is why we need to teach the saints in Christ that asimyeke uNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Asimdubi uNkulunkulu ngoba sidlule ezintweni ezinzima.
Yeah.
We don't desert God. We don't take a break. Yes, I'm saying I'm taking a break. You know, you don't take a break.
Yeah.
You don't take a, if you are taking a break, which means you are the house that wants to take care of its own. But the owner of the house is the one who knows when there are plumbing issues.
Yeah.
And he knows where to buy the material to fix the plumbing
issue,
the sanitation issue. He knows here, the owner is the one who buys groceries. Now I'm talking about God as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. The house does not know when the grocery is coming. The owner who stays inside the house is the one who goes and purchases the groceries on behalf of the house.
Come on.
You see, the house does not mount the TV for itself.
The owner
is the one who does. He knows when entertainment is needed in this house. He will purchase the TV, mount it here, and pay whoever came to mount the TV. So if we can allow the Holy Spirit to become the owner of this house called yourself, you realize that many issues that have caused us to go into depression, stress, and suicide to an extent, they are necessary. They are necessary. Just trust the Lord.
Amen.
Just trust the Lord. Just stand on his promises. I like the book of Hebrews. The Bible says, through patience and faith, they obtained their promises.
Come on.
Through patience and faith. We are a generation that is impatient. A generation that starts a business now, if things are not going well, you feel like you're a failure. If people are criticizing you or laughing at you, you already think, no, this thing is not working. No, it is working. Look at the Bible characters. People like Abraham, they left Haran, followed God's voice until to the promised land, you see. But now, before he received, he obtained that promise called Isaac. It took him years.
Yeah.
But God wanted to prove a point that even after menopause stage, I can still
perform
make Sarah fertile.
Come on.
In other words, God can go all out against all odds.
Come on.
God can give you that breakthrough where you have tried and knocked at the doors and it's not opening, but God himself, you want to prove himself that he is the owner of this house called you.
Amen.
So even in that sickness, you need to glorify God and say, Father, I thank you that I'm healed.
Come on.
That is why Jesus says, let the sick say,
I am healed. Amen.
Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the weak say, I am strong. Because he understands that the moment you confess positively with faith, you are giving legal access to the owner of the house.
Amen.
To take full charge.
Amen.
As you speak, that's why the Bible says, the word of God does not come out of his mouth and go back void. You understand?
Yeah.
Because why? Because the Holy Spirit himself, coupled with the word of God, the moment you release words, they are not in vain.
Yeah.
They always bounce back with an answer.
Amen.
It might take time sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't take time. It's just a process of life. It's
Amen.
Just a process of life. Life has got a system called a process. You don't jump that process. Follow the process and you are going to come out victorious. It's just a matter of time. But allow the owner of this house to take full charge and full control of this house called you. He knows what things to sweep away. He knows the diseases to sweep away. There is no owner of the house who will stay in the house. I'm talking about a normal person who will stay in his house and allows his house to be so filthy. every time an owner of the house is inside, you make sure that the house is clean.
Mm-hmm.
So even so, the Holy Spirit knows what is dirty in your life. He will sweep it away.
Yeah.
Those debts, you will sweep them away.
Amen.
Sicknesses, you will sweep them away.
Amen.
Diseases, you will sweep them away. Enemies, you will sweep them away. Anything that is ungodly in you, the Holy Spirit is the owner of the house because He is holy. He knows He will sweep it away.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Sis Luka.
Thank you. And God bless. And just want to bring it to your attention. I don't know if you're aware. Tokozo Ngongoma. Zonke is in Lela Zaki.
Yes.
He lost his son yesterday or Monday. He had a live recording on Saturday. On Monday, he lost his son. And I just wanted us to remember him and just, just invite the body of Christ to keep him in prayer. One thing that really blessed my heart was his status yesterday. He said, Zonke in Lela Zaki zilungile. In other words, even
painful.
In this situation, he's reminded of the goodness of God. And so just as we wrap up our prayer moment, I really just want us to remember him and pray for him. And thank you, Lenny. We see you there. Lenny says, amen, hallelujah. And Polile Dlamini said, Pastor Moyo, you must know how important you are in our hearts. You are called for this generation. Thank
Amen.
You so much, Mfundisi. And this
Thank
one
so
is a song by Ntokozo Ngongoma, Izindlela Zakhe.
Amen.
Zilungile.
Amen. Amen.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.